We're joined now by our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Happy New Year's Day.
And Happy New Year to you and to everybody who's listening to this program right now and to the station. We love all the people who's made this happen. They've done a wonderful job of doing that, Jim, and it's a terrific day for all of us.
No doubt about it. Well, although we're just a handful of hours into 2020, let's discuss what's on the political horizon for the year. First up, the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Alan, how do you think it will play out in the Senate and beyond?
Well, one thing I do believe is that he, of course, is going to face this trial. I think there's a monumental test of wills between Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on one team and the president and Mitch McConnell on the other. I do believe that there will be some kind of a meeting of the minds, although what that exactly will be, I don't know, except that clearly Nancy Pelosi will not go forward until she has some sense that some witnesses and others can be called. Otherwise, it would be a mockery, and so I think she'll stick to it, and it may take a little bit of time to get it done. The president clearly doesn't want it. He doesn't want it in the same way he didn't want to testify before the Mueller people and everything else, and he will go to the lengths he has to go to get there, which could mean a real standoff. And I predict there will be a standoff, but that they will resolve it somehow.
The next stop on our 2020 predictions is the crowded Democratic presidential primary field. Who do you think will come out on top?
Well, it's almost impossible to say. Biden keeps messing up. Right now, he is the favorite. In the same way that the American people like Donald Trump, or that a significant portion of the American people like Donald Trump, I think that there are people who don't mind Biden messing up. They say, hey, he messes up, I mess up, and I'm like him. Right now, no matter what he does, he is the leader. And so I'm going to say Biden will be the winner, except that keep your eye on Bloomberg. Bloomberg has a great deal of money. I think a lot of Americans respect money, and they respect the kinds of things that Bloomberg has done in the past. Right now, he's way down in the polls, but I would keep an eye on Bloomberg. I think that the American people want a moderate, and Bloomberg will fit that description in the same way that Biden does. So, yes, I'm saying, I know that Bernie Sanders has been seen as somebody who might do it, but I think you got to keep your eye on Biden and then Bloomberg. And, of course, the New York Times thinks Sanders has a shot.
So the next question would be, in your mind, can Biden, Bloomberg, or Bernie Sanders all beat Donald Trump in November?
I do. I think they can. I think the American people are sick to death of this guy. He's an embarrassment. He's leading this country into a kind of totalitarian state. I think the American people venerate their Constitution. And I think despite the fact that there are people who are predicting again and again and again that, as you know, I did the last time, that President Trump will win, I think they're wrong. I think the American people have had it, and I think you're going to see that Trump is out of there.
Now, in Massachusetts, your state, Senator Ed Markey is facing a Democratic primary challenge from Congressman Joe Kennedy. Who do you think will win that race?
I think Kennedys in Massachusetts are just golden. And I think right now, Joe Kennedy is going to win. There are polls that show it, but I do think that Markey really, as an incumbent, has an advantage. But the polls are showing Kennedy doing quite well. And so I think Kennedy takes it.
Now, crossing the border into New York, what issues do you think the state legislature in the Empire State will tackle this year? It's been a busy past year for them.
It has. And the leadership of both houses are determined to set a progressive agenda for New York. They have a problem. It's called billions and billions of dollars in debt. You know, Andrew Cuomo is a guy who always wanted a conservative break on him, and we all know that, and that's why the Senate going Democratic meant that Cuomo was going to have to somehow learn how to moderate his Democratic Senate, which always had been left to the Republicans when they were in control to do. And if the Democrats don't watch out, that can come around and bite them in the behind. So I'm thinking that there will be a progressive agenda, But it will be severely slowed down, Jim, by the fact that there is such a huge amount of money in debt for New York State.
So, Alan, do you have a resolution for the new year?
My resolution, of course, is just to keep going. I think that's what we're all about. We've all created this incredible radio station. We've made it work. I'm so happy with it. And I'm overjoyed to go to work, and I'm overjoyed to be looking forward to making a contribution, and I hope I can continue to do that.
A strong resolution indeed. Well, that's our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, here's to a happy and healthy 2020.